Welcome back, everybody, to the Journey Podcast. This is our first video of the podcast, Start the Journey Podcast, navigating entrepreneurship, personal development, and relationships a couple years ago. And I haven't recorded, audio recorded, and this is my first video, as I just stated, recording of the podcast. But I haven't done an audio recording since October 1st of 2018. And so this is the very first video recording and a restart, which is funny enough, ironically, the last audio recording I did of the podcast was about not, you know, being willing to start over. Go figure. I took some time off from podcasting because I was doing this podcast, and then I started doing another podcast talking about called the Perspective Podcast. And in that podcast, I was there with my college teammate, and we were talking different topics, business, relationships, you know, family or what have you, about different things, and giving each of our perspectives about it. But I took a break from that as well and decided ultimately now to start podcasting again, because we're going through a very interesting time in my life. And I think, I don't know, it may be valuable to others, but really this is, you know, in a lot of ways for me. So I will say one thing right up front, there will not be a lot of prettiness to this outside of what you get right here in this space and on camera, right? This is truly about being authentic. And this is really about trying to get better. What I mean by that, trying to get better as individuals. Collectively, we'll get better if we all get individually better. But right now, I'm on a very, very deep, at times it feels like, dark journey of self-understanding and self-realization. And we'll get into the stories and how I got to this point. But this podcast, you know, it's called the Journey Podcast for a reason, because life is a journey. Life is challenging. Life has got us on different windy roads. Sometimes we're going up hills, sometimes we're going down valleys, into valleys. And the one thing I can encourage you right from the jump is, if you keep putting your foot in front, one foot in front of the other, you're going to ultimately end, you know, get to your ending spot or the place that you want to get to. But the only way you stop is if you stop putting one foot in front of the other. So with that in mind, the reason why I started this podcast again was because I was going through a lot of depression. I don't know if it's depression. I don't know. But I felt like I had lost my voice, or I didn't even hear my voice anymore. Meaning, for the last 20 years of my life, since I was 15, I'm 35 now, I looked up and realized that I was living my life based on everyone else's opinion and how they felt and what they were going through and what their thoughts were about whatever topic. It didn't even matter. It could be something trivial or something super important. And I realized that I overdid it with taking advice from others. I mentioned to someone just here recently that I felt like it was a democracy going on in my life for the last 20 years, in the sense of everybody got a vote, and whoever got the most votes, whoever's voices were the loudest or the most voices or the most thoughts around a particular topic, that's how I moved and operated. And it left me feeling alone, because much of my life was dependent on how other people felt about me at the moment. And now a lot of people know me, right? You know, well, I'm not like famous or nothing. Let me stop saying it. Like, a lot of people know me. Well, I think a lot of people know me, right? But I've traveled around, and so I've got to meet a lot of people across the country and for college, school, work, or what have you. And you know, a lot of people will look at me as a very, very, very confident person, somebody that speaks their mind, somebody that articulates their thought clearly. And, you know, in a lot of ways, people have told me that they look up to me. A lot of people look up to me. I found out, you know, a lot of people reached out to me when I was going through a really, really dark time in my life where I was, you know, suicide was on the table. That's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother podcast. People were constantly texting me and now it's distracting me. But in all of, you know, these people, you know, knowing me or whatnot, they look at me as being a confident person. But in reality, I have very little confidence now that I realize my confidence was dependent on other people liking and disliking of me. And it was a rude awakening for me to wake up one day and realize I had no voice. My voice was everybody else's voices. My voice was the last book that I read, the last encouraging person. And when all those books stopped making sense or they weren't interesting, and when everybody stopped talking because they're doing their own thing, they're not focused and worried about you, you know, I felt isolated. I felt alone. I felt abandoned in a lot of ways. And I started seeing myself go through these cycles throughout my life as I started looking back to say, whether I had money, didn't have money, was doing well in school, was not doing well in school, family was healthy, family wasn't healthy, it didn't matter. My life was constantly swinging on the pendulum of other people's opinions and feelings and their emotions, etc. And, you know, as a man, I know that's very hard to admit for us. But honestly, I got to the point where life just felt like it beat me down. Like I was on the ground. Like I think I give up. I don't want to fight no more. And, you know, and that was I was raised by a very, very strong man. My dad was in a wheelchair. He raised it by himself. You know, my mom, she left, you know, the family because she got strung out on drugs. So she's an addict. She's not there. I'm raising my dad in a wheelchair, who's in a wheelchair in the hood of Long Beach, California, you know, repping. And we came through so much and he was so strong. But in coming through all of that and seeing all of that, you put on this shell, you put on this, like, I can do it. And when that got beat out of me, when life started hitting to a point where it was like, yeah, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna beat the, how tough are you, right? It's kind of like, you know, you go up and you write a check that your butt can't cash. Yeah. And I realized that deep down inside, I was bankrupt. And all of my cash, if you will, internal cash, came from other people's deposits. It didn't come from the natural spring that's supposed to be within me. That's an unlimited resource because nobody ever taught me how to tap into that resource. You know, my dad raised me. He loved me, cared for me, and he was great. I mean, I'm gonna write a book about him. I'm already started that process. But there was some key elements that he missed that I realized today. And the biggest thing is he didn't teach me really how to love myself. And that's not a knock on him because he didn't even have his father and nobody taught him. So he couldn't give what he didn't have. And I don't know if he came to this place in life that I came to or what have you, as far as realizing that and trying to process it. But that's neither here nor there at this point in time. You know, my dad has passed a couple of years now, and that's a whole nother podcast, a whole nother one again as well. But you realize that you didn't learn how to love yourself, and you realize that the deposits that you were living off of, they not there no more. I had nothing, and then I didn't save anything either. Like getting your check, spending your check, getting your check, spending your check. Now your car would break down, and you got no money in reserves to take care of that. And so when life called for a higher bill, I had nothing. I had nothing for it, which left me in a situation because I'm married. So now I'm a bankrupt husband. Now I'm a bankrupt father. I'm a bankrupt boss, oversee millions of dollars at work. You know, I have a couple side businesses that I do. I'm a bankrupt business owner. I'm a bankrupt friend, right? A bankrupt family member, support system to so many other people, because I didn't do what was needed for me. And I didn't even know how to value myself the right way. And I'm not here today to tell anybody that I got it, because I'm just realizing it literally days ago. But see, the old Terrell would have decided, let me get through this, get all pretty and clean for y'all, you know, get everything right, and then come out and talk about it. But no, one of the things I do know is I can't keep my mouth closed. When I feel like I have something that could be of value to other people, even if it's at my own expense, if you will. So I do think and value that as I go through this, I'm talking days, I'm talking like maybe, you know, a month max. I started kind of realizing it, like starting to think about it, the first pieces of thinking about it. And over the last week, I'm really starting to dig in, week or two, shall I say. And the point is that if you're listening to this journey podcast, like I said, it ain't going to be pretty and fluff. You may not even get no theme music. So if you need all the bells and whistles to feel good about a podcast, I thank you for listening this far. But you may or may not get that. Probably the not to start. But if you are going in your journey and you're acknowledging and there's something that I've said so far that you can relate to and you can attach to for you or someone else, I encourage you to come on this journey with me. I don't have the answers. I'm finding out as I take one step in front of the other. But what I do want to ensure and what I do promise is that I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm trying to come up with something real beautiful and philosophical, but that's all you got. It's like 2:00 in the morning and I feel encouraged to put this together. What time is it? Let me see, actually. Yeah, it's 2:36 in the morning, my time. But it's important. I'll say this to end it here, because I don't even want to make these very long. I want these to be nice snippets of information, and just a thought that you can take and you go. Because one of the things that I found that I did, I didn't realize, but I was subconsciously putting everybody else's thoughts in my head and then spewing them out of my mouth as they were my own in a lot of things. Now, what I was doing is I was taking all this information, putting it all together and saying, all right, this is the best piece of information that I believe, etc., etc. Now, there's nothing actually wrong with that fundamentally. However, when you don't view the self-worth you have, when you don't really, you're not tapping to yourself, or we're going through this training, you know, at work, and it says that other people's thoughts should help inform your decision, but other people's thoughts shouldn't form your decision. I'll say it again because it took me a couple times. Other people's thoughts should inform your decision. Other people's thoughts shouldn't form it. And too many years of my life, I let other people's thoughts totally form or do the majority of forming my own thought process about something rather than allowing it just to inform, to enhance, and to better it. And so, you know, if that's you and you've been there, you feel like you got all these things, people's thoughts in your head, you don't know what to do, to have no clarity, direction is, you know, off, and you just trying to like pull from a source, and you know it's there, it should be there, but you just can't. Well, this podcast is going to be for you. I know it started off, you know, business, you know, personal development, entrepreneurship, personal development, relationships, but we're going to work on the personal development part heavily over the next few weeks. So I don't have a set time where all these are perfectly going to come out. You know, so if you're looking for every day at 12, look, I might be struggling just to get up at 12, this real talk. Typically I'm up, but you know, you get my point. So, but with that being said, I'm going to try to put as much information out as possible, what books I'm reading, what articles I'm reading, how I'm going deeper, what questions I'm asking myself, how I'm overcoming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how I'm putting one foot in front of the other on this journey. And I encourage you to do the same. So God bless. Signing off, first video podcast. And if you're listening, you know, just on one of our, you know, podcast links, whether it's on Apple or Google, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you. I appreciate you for subscribing. If you're on YouTube, hey, subscribe, like the video, follow the page. God bless you. Have a great day.